Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Local people, local stories. This is the WBBM All Local from News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM.
We're tracking a cold front as it moves into the Chicago area, bringing with it the coldest air we've experienced in months. From AccuWeather senior meteorologist Bob Larson.
Well, certainly the coldest weather of the fall season at this point, Jennifer, as you mentioned. In fact, by far, it has been overall a warm autumn to this point. A freeze warning is in effect overnight for some of our western suburbs. This includes McHenry County, Kane, and Kendall counties at all points west of there back toward the Iowa border. As temperatures drop well down into the 30s overnight, we'll stay windy through at least the first half of the night. That will add to the chill. Not going to be record-breaking cold. The overnight record low is 28. We'll stay above that, but at or just below freezing over some of the western suburbs, staying just above freezing, but in the chilly 30s in the city. I'm AccuWeather meteorologist Bob Larson, News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM.
Oaklawn's village manager has been arrested in a hit-and-run incident in a nearby south suburb. Mark Berkshire of Worth was critically injured when struck near 101st and Harlem and Chicago Ridge last night. Witnesses were able to identify the car that struck Berkshire and took off. Police later found it near an Oaklawn home, and Oaklawn village manager Larry Deachin was taken into custody. Charges are pending.
State Senator Martin Sandoval has resigned as chair of the Senate Transportation Committee, and now the just-released unredacted search warrant shows a clearer picture of what federal authorities were after when Sandoval's offices were raided 2.5 weeks ago.
Among the items of interest to the feds, items related to Michael Vondra. Vondra has been a supporter of Senator Sandoval, and he is a businessman who has been called the Asphalt King of Illinois. Sandoval had tried unsuccessfully to push a plan to use recycled asphalt shingles on road construction, a plan that would have helped Vondra. Also mentioned in the search warrant for Sandoval's offices, Cook County Commissioner Jeff Tobolsky, who is also the mayor of McCook. Tobolsky's offices were also raided last month. Among the items on the list of things seized from Sandoval, 5 iPhones, 3 computers, and an iPad, and shredded paper. Steve Miller, News Radio 105.9 FM.
Trustees in West Suburban Oak Park have decided to let children trick-or-treat later on Halloween after complaints from some parents.
Oak Park had limited trick-or-treating to the hours of 3 to 7 p.m., but parents, including Will Sims, objected to the 7 o'clock cutoff.
I think 7 o'clock is too early stop trick-or-treating. I think it actually targets the people that are working, people that get off of work and can only get out, say, at 6 or 7 o'clock or after dinner and try to get an hour in or something like that.
Others said it's overreach for the village board to regulate Halloween, so trustees voted to shift trick-or-treating hours to between 4 and 8 p.m. They also decided to suggest the change in a resolution rather than requiring it through an ordinance. Jim Goodis, News Radio 105.9 FM.
The coach of a West Suburban youth football team has a new vision for his league, thanks in large part to two solid organizations. Jason Judicki, manager of the Elmhurst Bears Youth Football Club, says support for the Chicago Bears in the NFL will allow him to change his coaching techniques and add new helmet technology to help kids play smarter football.
We worked on it, and we told the coaches, and the coaches worked on it, and we stay on top of them. Mom knows about it, and mom's not happy, no one's happy. So when mom's yelling at him, keep your head up. Keep your head out of the play. Like, it's a game changer.
Judicki says the Bears have one message and one goal: develop kids while ensuring their experience is enjoyable and rewarding.
Charges are pending against the village manager of Oaklawn following a hit-and-run crash last night that left a man in critical condition. WBBM's Mike Krauser reports.
The crash occurred at 8:30 p.m. on Harlem Avenue in Chicago Ridge. A pedestrian was hit and a Crown Victoria left the scene, according to police. The Chicago Ridge PD says information provided by several witnesses led them them to a vehicle belonging to the Village of Oak Lawn being driven by the village manager, Larry Deachin. The chief says there were three witnesses and the car was located at Deachin's home and he was taken into custody and is said to be cooperating. The victim, a 48-year-old man from Worth, was critically injured and was taken to Advocate Christ Hospital. Prosecutors were interviewing the witnesses before any charges would be filed. Mike Krauser, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
Mayor Lightfoot has plans to put more police on the streets and consolidate some administrative services within police, fire, and OEMC. It's part of her budget proposal for next year. The mayor wants to create a new office as well, Office of Public Safety Administration, and also reopen the Harrison area and Grand Central area districts. She tells the Tribune there are too many sworn officers at headquarters doing civilian jobs. It's time to put some of them back on the street.
The demolition of Aurora's historic Masonic Temple, which was gutted by fire earlier this week, has begun.
Aurora Chief Development Officer John Curley says he wanted to begin demolition as soon as possible because of fears the temple could collapse, especially the top of the building.
The superstructure of the steel expanded when it heated, pushed the walls out on the top. So that will be the first thing that they focus on. That may be done partly by smaller equipment that can get a little closer to the building.
The demolition could take about 50 days to complete with a price tag of $780,000. Aurora has decided to salvage the four columns at the temple's main entrance and the cornerstone of the building, which might contain a time capsule. Air monitoring equipment has been installed to ensure hazardous materials aren't released during demolition, but Aurora's fire chief says any hazard would only affect the demolition site. Jim Goodis, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
That's the WBBM All Local, updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news, traffic, weather, sports, and business, listen live to WBBM anytime by asking your smart speaker to play WBBM News Radio. You can also listen to WBBMNewsRadio.com, on the Radio.com app, and of course, on the radio. News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM, WBBM.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.